Welcome to this episode of Redefining Rivalries.
Redefining
Rivalries.
Redefining Rivalries.
Sponsored generated content for Showtime. Produced by Wall Street Journal Custom Studios, a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. In the hit Showtime series Billions, rivals and adversaries Bobby Axelrod, played by Damian Lewis, a hedge fund mogul who frequently operates beyond the legal limit, battles Chuck Rhodes, played by Paul Giamatti, an ambitious U.S. attorney who is not against bending the very rules he's sworn to uphold, particularly if it'll help put Bobby behind bars. Bobby and Chuck are driven by intense passions: money, power, success, food.
Same Kanish, 50 cents cheaper.
Eat that.
This is delicious.
So very, very good.
New episodes of Billions air on Showtime every Sunday night at 10, 9 central. Previously on Redefining Rivalries, we examined the issue of rivalry in the world of finance, rooted out the power of sports rivalries, and shed light on the deeply competitive divide among classical music conductors. This time, we travel to Enoteca Maria, a highly unusual restaurant. We'll learn how competing in and out of the kitchen ultimately transformed it into a unique oasis, a United Nations of food. Like the fictitious Bobby Axelrod and Chuck Rhodes, the very real Jody Scaravella hails from one of the world's culinary hotspots, New York City. Jody turned his Staten Island restaurant into something of a phenomenon worldwide. He started with a concept that his competitors would attempt to emulate: serve authentic Italian food made authentically by nonnas, Italian grandmas.
A lot of things that happened here, they gave real meaning to proverbs, like when they say too many cooks in the kitchen. So having more than one Italian nonna here at the same time, they tended to say that theirs was better, their lasagna was better, their red sauce was better, and it was a lot of competition.
That dynamic quickly turned into open rivalry in the kitchen that in turn required an exercise in culinary diplomacy that any Secretary of State would envy, one fabulous meal at a time. Even by New York City standards, getting to Enoteca Maria on Staten Island is a commitment. There's the subway.
This is the last stop on this train.
And then a 15-minute ferry ride. Still free, by the way, that features up-close and personal looks at Lady Liberty herself. Once you've docked, it's literally a 7-minute walk past Staten Island's Borough Hall, a designated New York City landmark, to Hyatt Street and a world unto its own. In the hyper-competitive restaurant business that numbers over 45,000 eating establishments in the five boroughs and over 24,000 in Manhattan alone, what compels harried New Yorkers and tourists alike to make the trek to Enoteca Maria?
In the beginning, the idea was to recreate that environment. I knew that there was a lot of these Italian women around that had all these secrets, and they had all this love, and they had so much knowledge, they had so much to give. I knew that was the direction. So I put an ad in the Italian newspaper, the American Oggi, and it was in Italian, and it said Cercasi Casalinga per cucinare regional tipical, which basically means that we're looking for housewives, casalinghe, it's housewives, to come in and cook their regional dishes, because I knew that that was magic.
However,
I had no idea what was coming. The Enoteca was under construction at that time, so I had already advertised in the OG, and I started getting phone calls, and I set up a meeting at my home. So I invited them all in on one day, not knowing what I was in for, but the doorbell started ringing, and all these families started showing up. And you had these women with their husbands and their daughters and their grandchildren and their friends and their neighbors. And they all had plates of food, and they all wanted me to try their food. And in that moment, I realized how crazy this all was, because it was completely unexpected. And I always refer to it like a Fellini movie. So it was like a three-ring circus in that house that day. You know, and everybody wanted me to try their food. It was fantastic.
That was almost 10 years ago, with grandmothers, nonnas, and some younger women, too, in the kitchen. But as time went by, the nonnas, with their years of experience and their history, rose to the top, and that's when Jody noticed something else brewing, rivalry.
On some level, the competition was healthy, but the more press that we received, the more that rivalry intensified. I think it at one point got to an unhealthy level. Each one of these ladies is at the top of the food chain in their family. So when they come over here, they're wondering that other Nona's there. It kind of throws them off.
Jody had a rivalry problem that needed fixing.
I guess about 2 or 3 years into the project, I was able to really become a little more aware of what was going on in here. We realized that there were so many different cultures coming in here celebrating these Italian grandmothers. And I just thought to myself that how wonderful would it be if we celebrated everybody's grandmother, that if we're talking about Italian grandmothers, if we celebrate every culture, the whole world is going to vibrate.
Instead of chastising his nonnas, he invited more to join, and Nonnas of the World was born. Enoteca Maria was transformed from a place of rivalry amongst its Italian cooks to a place of inclusion and collaboration. Every new Nonna of the World is shown the ropes by another Nonna and is made to feel at home in both the Italian and international kitchens.
First of all, I'm Russian, and all Russian women, they love to cook.
This is Olga. She's one of the new Nonnas.
And we just love it. That's in our nature. The Russian women love to feed the family and enjoy the smile on the face when they love the food. That's why I love to cook. This is not competition. This is not a championship. Of course not. You see how you can do that better than maybe yesterday. She was the first day in the kitchen, and she needed help. And we start to do together, and just little by little, we just start to understand each just from first word. And that was a very, very good experience.
Nonna Adelina from Napoli, meanwhile, has been at the restaurant for 10 years. She is central casting gold.
So you were here at the very beginning?
Yeah.
At the beginning, it was just Italian nonnas. Were there any rivalries? Or?
No, me, I cook ma. I'm not jealous of nobody.
No need to be jealous of anybody, because as far as Adelina is concerned, no one is her equal in the kitchen. She's a woman born to cook and to take care of family, either at home or at the restaurant that's become home for so many. Jody knows how fortunate he is to have her running the Italian kitchen. Around 60% of new restaurants fail within the first year, and nearly 80% before their fifth anniversary. But Enoteca is way past that now, with nonnas from Italy, Argentina, Belarus, Greece, Poland, France, and other countries. Not only are its cooks international, so is its reputation. There's even a book, Nonna's House, with pictures and recipes. And over the last couple of years,
I was just on the phone while you guys were setting up. There's been about 5 or 6 different German media outlets. I mean, I can't even remember all of them, but there's so much interest from the world. Argentina, Japan, China, I mean, everybody, Scotland. I get calls from everywhere that they want to talk about what's going on here. And that is the difference that Nonnas of the World has made. It's like opening your arms to everybody. And people love it. They love the idea that they're included.
But as Nonnas of the World changed the rivalries within the restaurant, its success sparked competition from the outside and fanned the competitive fire that's always been a part of Jody's life.
What we've experienced over the last 10 years is a lot of people imitating what we were doing on different levels.
Jody and the restaurant have become media darlings, courted by radio, TV, and the internet. One network returned again and again and again.
They did several shows, maybe 6 or 7 shows with us. They developed their own show around the concept. I was kind of upset about it because they didn't really include us in that project. But now I look at it a different way. I feel like, okay, they're following me. You know, I'm leading the way and they're following me. And you're going to start to see that now with Nonnas of the World. You're going to start to see a lot of different projects coming out that are following what I'm doing, and I take a lot of satisfaction in that.
You can see in his eyes and through his words that he's proud of what he's made at Enoteca Maria. By opening up his kitchen to nonnas from all over, he transformed rivalry into something far better.
I'm not trying to impress anybody. I've always been a rebel, I think, you know? I'm always against the grain. I think competition is overrated. I think it brings out as much bad as it brings out good. There's another avenue to bring out the best in somebody. Competition makes people anxious. It makes them do things that they would not normally do, you know, to beat the other person. But I think competition brings out a lot of bad. And in some cases, I guess it brings out some good, too.
Now, the moment of truth. Why do so many journey so far to Jody Scaravella's restaurant? There's no better gauge of whether the Nonas are delivering on the promise of Enoteca Maria than to talk with customers that have just sampled the cuisine.
I lived in Italy for 2 years, and it's like this.
Same thing.
Yeah, it was it was a delicious meal. I heard about, you know, a restaurant that only uses grandmothers, and I just remember my own grandmother cooking, so you know, in my heart, I knew it was going to be good, and it was.
Will you guys come back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't even live in New York anymore, but I will come back.
Yeah. Actually, we're visiting from Chicago.
Well, I grew up with my grandmother, so I remember her family home.
Exactly.
Like a home cooked meal. So can't beat that. Like, I want to go back there and hug it right now.
The ambiance here is it's a small, quaint, you feel like you're at home with your grandmother, you know, cooking. And he keeps saying, Nona, I keep thinking of my grandmother's cooking. And that's what I feel like when I'm here. I feel like I'm at home eating in her house.
That's what you hear a lot here. Home, family, love.
For me, it's like, this is my home, and I spend enough time here for it to be my home. So you're being invited into my home, and I want to take care of you.
We also noticed a picture of Padre Pio hanging on the wall. Canonized in 2002, Padre Pio was a monk and a fabled mystic and miracle worker.
When we first opened up, we had a woman here. Her name was Maria. She wasn't a very good cook, but she loved to help the nonas that were here cooking. So at that time, there was, three or four or five nonas in the kitchen downstairs cooking, and there was no customers up here. So she got down on her hands and knees, and she prayed to Padre Pio. And 15 minutes, 30 minutes later, we had a half a restaurant full of people. And so the next day, she brought that picture in, and we hung it over there, and it's been there ever since. You can't buy that. Intention is everything.
Intention, passion, and an international sisterhood of nonas, finding common ground in a loving commitment to great food. All part of Jody Scaravella's brilliant idea and a tribute to his foresight in correctly altering the fires of competition and rivalry in his kitchen.
Enoteca Maria, can I help you?
Who knows? Maybe the warm, mouth-watering magic of Enoteca Maria will tempt rivals as fierce as Bobby and Chuck to board the ferry to Staten Island and bury the hatchet over a bottle of red and the Nona's best bracciole. Don't miss the hit series Billions, with new episodes Sunday nights at 10, 9 Central, only on Showtime. This has been an episode of the Redefining Rivalries podcast series, sponsor-generated content for Showtime. Produced by Wall Street Journal Custom Studios, a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. Please visit wsj.com/podcast/sponsor and sho.com/billions for other installments in the series. The Wall Street Journal News Organization was not involved in the creation of this content.